Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read you an article from the June issue of the Christian Womanhood magazine. Focus on being good, not nice. Motherhood is not for the faint of heart, as my mom told me over the phone on a particularly frustrating day. It is easy to be a bad parent. Being a good parent is hard work. I thought about her statement for a while, and it sparked some thoughts that have helped me greatly when I feel overwhelmed with motherhood. Number one, the Bible exhorts us to be good, not nice. The word nice is not included in the Bible. However, the word good is frequently used. Acts 10:38 says that Jesus went about doing good. Goodness is one of the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5. The definition of the word good is that which is normally right, righteous. We should strive to be good mothers, not the most liked mothers or the nicest mothers, but a good mother. A good mother enforces the rules and has the self-discipline to teach them to her children. We do what God wants us to do with our children, regardless of the opinions of everyone around us. Number two, do what needs to be done, not what appears most urgent. This point especially helps me when I have many tasks to do and don't know where to begin. I stop walking around the house and make a list according to my priorities. Number one, Christian. Number two, wife. Number three, mother. Number four, everything else. Sometimes some tasks appear really urgent, like a messy bathroom or a sink full of dishes. However, if I haven't spent some time with the Lord, I need to focus on Him first. I can't always sit down immediately, though. Sometimes I must dress and feed the boys so they can play while I spend time with my Bible. Spending time with Him is my priority for my first 3 minutes. Number three, be a good model of behavior, not an appeasing mother. We as Christians are called to be warriors. The Bible outlines for us the armor of God. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought a good fight. Life is tough. My job as a mother is to lovingly prepare my children to grow into bold, brave adults. Having this goal means teaching and training, having guidelines and consequences. Sometimes the hardest thing in the world is to slow down and teach the lesson that needs to be taught. One morning, my eldest son ran out of his room with no school shoes, lights left on, and a trail of bedclothes down the hallway. Even though I was standing at the door with my coat on, holding the baby in the car seat, and anxiously staring at the clock, I knew I needed to stop and enforce training. I set the car seat on the floor and told my son, "You're not ready to leave. Please turn around and finish your morning chores." He whipped around. "Oh," he exclaimed as he ran back down the hallway. He still came back missing his shoes. "I can't find my shoes, Mom," he said. I glanced down to where both shoes were sitting on the shoe rack in plain sight, but I swallowed the urge to do his work for him. "Please find your shoes," I restated. "We will be waiting in the car." I picked up the car seat and walked out the front door. He followed a minute later. Did we get out of the house on time? No, but something more important happened. My son learned that Mom will not find his shoes and clean up his clothes. One day, my son will stand before God and answer for the works he has done, not what other people did for him. It's my role to teach him responsibility for his actions today. Number four, use a to-do chart for you, for your kids, and for all of you. In our home, we have a clipboard hanging in the children's room at their eye level. The clipboard outlines what they are required to do each day before screen time or friend time or whatever you choose. I started with basic chores and pictures because my son couldn't read. Today he has a two-sided list in a sleeve protected, one side for school days and one side for non-school days. Now life is as simple as please go complete your clipboard. I've added age-appropriate chores through the years. The clipboard system helps keep peace in the house. I have a list for me, too. I tried several different ones I found on Pinterest and other places before landing on something that worked well for me. This list, which is laminated and posted on my fridge, contains everything to keep the entire house clean and running efficiently. When I am overwhelmed, I simply do the next item on the list. My list helps me keep on track and serves as my attempt to bring 1 Corinthians 14:40 to life in our house. Let all things be done decently and in order. You can do this, Mom. Training your children well is worth doing. It won't be easy, but it will be the most fulfilling thing that you, as a mother, can do. Your hard work will, quite literally, reap rewards for eternity. This is from Amber Horseman. She's a pastor's wife in Iowa. And can I tell you, we all need to learn how to handle having these little children in our houses. So I hope this will be a blessing and a help to somebody out there, because I believe it's true that we should be very careful about how we talk with our kids and how we're training them all the time, because that's one of our main responsibilities when we have children at home. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.